comes in front of us. We don't really deal with the day-to-day operation of the assessor's office. Okay?
Okay.
We appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Now, I left a message on the Dry Creek people. I guess I could try them back again.
I don't know if they're going to get to that yet because this guy's supposed to come in person. Is Dan in there? Tell him what the call's doing. And we'll find out if that's going to come in. Stephanie, do we have that last in-person coming soon?
Guys, are we ready to go on to BOE number 28?
Yep.
It says in person. Let's skip that one. Let's go to BOE 29.
No rental.
Vineyards.
Just one.
Okay, is that another? Is 29 a?
It's just classification.
Just classification. Okay. All right. Doesn't seem to be ringing. Oh, I think I put a 1 in front of it. My fault.
Hello,
this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. We know you're scheduled later this afternoon, but we're trying to get through our DACA today. If it would be possible to take you up early, we'd appreciate it. I'll try to call you back in a little while. Thank you. I don't know that some of these we're going to get a hold of. Let me try the Kevin Nickel and Branson.
That's going to be a land value where we made it $43.56 an acre, like everything else. The one I explained, if they don't have productivity.
Okay, that's a land value, and it's an in-person, and that's $330.
On the Kevin Nickel, yeah.
Okay. And then we've got two in-persons on the Sequoia, and then we have a in person on the Sunset Holdings. The Sunset Holdings, a.
The Sequoia and the Sunset are the same.
It's a strip mall.
Oh, those are the strip malls.
And that's the one I need my appraiser who does those here. So.
Okay, so probably. We're probably just going to have to come back at 3:30 then. Like to me. I can try to call, but it looks like at least some of them we're going to have to come back. So, all right, with you guys, take a break, come back at 3:30. I know we'd rather get them done now, but.
Did we do 29, or is that in person? No, it's teleconference.
He just tried.
Oops. Okay, 28 was scheduled at 2:45. That's the one I've been trying to call. Dry Creek, or did we talk to them? we didn't talk to
them. We never got a hold of them.
Yeah, we never got a hold of them. All right. Because it would be out there, it's going to be 10:52. Looks like in where they are in Washington State.
What time? They're an hour.
They're two hours.
I'm thinking Washington, D.C.
So 1:45.
Yeah. Well, let me try them one more time.
All circuits are busy now. Please.
That's our all circuits are busy place. Okay, guys, is there any of the rest of these that you want me to try to, I can try to call Show Me Rentals one more time, I guess. That's BOE 29.
And that's another Vineyards, too.
Mm-hmm. But they're not appealing valuation.
No, so we won't bring that up then, I guess.
They may. I'm not sure this is a good number because it just kind of sits and doesn't ring.
Can you see if it's the same one up on the screen? I can't see it.
Please leave your message for 8163831763.
This is David Akers of BOE. We were trying to take you up early. We'll call back. Thank you. Does not appear... That.
I can't wait. Is that 333? Or is, I can't see it. It is 383. I can't see it from here.
No, yeah. It looks like. Okay, so we have the strip mall. You have somebody, you have one of your people in your office coming. That's for
our 4:15. What time do they need to come?
4:15 and 7. Well, I guess we're just going to have to. I mean, if we're going to take a break and come back, I guess we'll just. Be back here by. I mean, these people aren't scheduled to be here, and it's an in-person until 4:00. We do have one person in person at 3:30, and that is a vacant piece of property, correct? Mr. Nickel, are you trying to change the classification to residential, or is it a situation where you've just?
No, to equalize the property, we made all of them at 4356 going across the board with his neighbors. That's what we've been doing.
What's the lot size?
4356. In other words, you're changing the classification within agricultural. In other words, you're changing the agricultural classification.
No, he was always residential. But we're equalizing the property values in the area, and so we have land studies. I sent that to you in the there's a folder for you, and Lish found all the comps she could, and then we went with the lowest possible one we could find, and so we're at $43.56 an acre or 10 cents a square foot in the Branson School District.
How much did he go up?
These people? 677%.
That's a job.
So your position is that they undervalued it?
Yeah.
It was undervalued for a long time?
Correct.
Was that the property that was just up on the screen?
Yes.
Is it landlocked?
So I talked to them myself, and they said that they had no productivity. We always go and ask them that, if you have productivity.
Yes, it's landlocked.
It's landlocked. So, it's so it wouldn't have the same value.
And they inherited it. There's no development on it.
Yeah. Okay. And you can't get to it if it's landlocked. Unless you've got an easement.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming they're able to get to it by some manner, but I don't know what that is.
Okay.
And where is the property at? No, it's in Branson area.
Yeah. Hollister. This is Branson address.
Why was that piece carved out from the rest?
The one below it. A sliver too. Looks like. I think that's going to be our answer to why the value was where it was.
Well, I guess we can ask those questions about access and everything else when we get to it.
Yeah.
Guys, unless there's something else, I'd...
Robin's called in with a different number for you.
Who did?
The Dry Creek.
Okay.
Okay. You call them. Do you have that number? Thank you, sir. This is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. Would you have any time to possibly take up your matter before the time that we have set for you?
Of course, and I'm sorry about missing your call earlier. I was just outside, and now I'm just
missed
you. But that works well for me as well.
No, no problem at all. This is BOE number 25. Is this a nightly rental property?
About 60 days a year.
Okay.
Sometimes this year we have 47, but it could be more. We'll see.
Sure. Is this the only property that you all own in Taney County?
It is.
Okay.
It's the only one. Yeah.
All right. What we've been doing in, across the board kind of for these, if you own one property in Taney County, which you put in a nightly rental program, we will make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you buy any other properties and put them in a nightly rental program in Taney County, those would be 100% commercial.
Okay.
Okay. But if knowing that, do you have any other comments or questions?
No, I think that's what they did for me last year, and then the postcard came, and
all right.
We haven't slept since.
Understand. All right.
Sure.
I would make a motion that it's the BOE number 25 that we classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. It'll be put in the mail. So
okay.
I think that's it, and I really appreciate you taking it up early.
Yay. Thanks for all your help. Appreciate all of you.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got an in-person at 3:30. Guys, that gives us about 2.5 hours. Of course, an hour of that I would be driving, so.
Did you try and see if that person would go teleconference?
I'm sorry?
See if Kevin Nickel would want to go teleconference.
Kevin Nickel.
He's the one at 3:30.
All right. But he is a... That's the
land value.
That's the land value. Okay, I'll see what he would be willing to do.